Swami Maharaj himself told that this Bhagavan Das, my right hand, he used to give Swamiji daily, perhaps, he used to tell me, so many lakhs rupees for the construction of Vrindavan temple, Krishna Baladham temple. I don't know how he used to collect so
much.
Your left, right hand.
Swamiji,
you're
right.
Sam Maharaj,
all the money came from Japan.
I know. He told me, Swamiji himself told, that he is bringing from Japan and here. So I know from beginning, he was a good preacher. I think that he had danced with so many devotees and singing so melody kirtan after long time. I'm very happy, very happy. I know that in this world anyone cannot be happy without chanting and remembering and without following the path of Swamiji. Never anyone. So I think that he is not dissociated from his land. Or sometimes weakness. And that is not it. If he has honor to his Gurudev, and he has honor for Radha Krishna Kanjugal and Mahaprabhu Nityananda, for time being anyone can be like this, no more. But not as offensive to anyone. If there is no offense, somewhat little weakness. Oh, Krishna must. No. He will give him all the things that he desired. Like Dhruva, Prahlad. And they will enjoy all these things, worldly things. And quickly they can again be in his life. So I pray my Shiksha Guru, my friend, also my sannyas Guru Bhai, so many relations with him. So many relations. We used to talk, being on the same bed, same chair, joking so many things. He never saw me like disciple, though I always treated him like my Shiksha Guru. But he never. He also told our relations are transcendental. And I was so fortunate that in his last service he told me to give his samadhi. So I feel so much obliged to him that he gave me so many services. I know that he has not established any new thing. Same Krishna consciousness, but English name was given. It is coming from, the root is Krishna himself. And in this world, in this ISKCON, Brahma became first Acharya. And his son, and also disciple, both, Narada. First his son, and then disciple. Oh, he is the second ISKCON. Also his elder brother and guru like four Kumar. They are ISKCON devotees. Those who serve Krishna, Radha Krishna conjugal, whatever he does to please Radha and Krishna conjugal. Also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, so really they are ISKCON. And we should try to know that, we are all in one family. All. Anyhow, falling a little bit, chanting, remembering Krishna, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, really they are ISKCON. Whether they may be in saffron cloth and sannyasi ways, renounce order, they may be in grihastha ashram with family, without family, alone, anywhere, all are ISKCON. And that is why the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami told to honor all the devotees who are in ISKCON from top to bottom. Kanishtha Adhikari, then Madhyam Adhikari, and then Uttam Adhikari, then Uttam, Uttam, Uttam. We'll have to respect. Otherwise, we are not ISKCON devotees. Krishna iti just grain, samsamana samadheta, dikshasti cheta. Shushusya bhajana vijyamananyamanna nindadi samnati. Rupa Goswami never told that he should be all God brothers. Only in the line of Rupa Goswami, never anywhere in this world accepting Krishna's supreme personality of Godhead. And he wants to serve Radha Krishna. And those who are serving, we should honor. If he is not initiated even, not initiated, but he is not offensive and not associating with Mayavad, then he should be considered to be ISKCON devotee. But what Kanishtha? And those who are giving up all the nonsense things are not unwanted things. Not criticizing anyone. Even to them who are to be criticized. But even not to them. And always what doing? Chanting, remembering. Without any unearth, he is Madhyam Adhikari. There are so many categories in Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam, Kanishtha, Madhyam, 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 Uttam, and so many. So we should try to respect them according to their degrees of devotion. And to whom? They are more superior. Serving Radha Krishna conjugal, like Astakal, Astakalinya Leela. They have no time to criticize anyone. Think of that, all are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. More than Prahlad Maharaj, doing pranam to all, giving respect to all. We should know him like what? Krishna Bhakti Rasamavita क्रियताम यदि कुतोपि लभ्यते तत् लोल्यम अपमूल्यमे कलम जन्म कोटि सुकृते We should think them, they are Mahabhagavatam. And we should honor whether he is not the disciple of my Gurudev. He is of Shyamananda Parivar. He may be of Narottam Parivar. He may be of Virbhadra Parivar. Jannama Parivar. No horse. Anywhere. We should think them like Mahabhagavatam. I know personally Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, he used to give honor proper to all. Though I have not been initiated by him, but how he used to honor me, I was not able to sit with him in the same category, same line. But like a child, he used to take me in his left light. When he used to sing, oh, you should sing. I like your singing, songs. He used to play on drums, mridanga. Oh, I know he was first class of singer, singing. You can see in his cassette. With pathetic tune, that heart is coming. Anyone knowing these songs, will be. But, yes, heart will be melted. And this is Krishna. Pasupasi jure, pasana vidare, suni jyare jure. But my heart is not. So we should try to respect proper all kinds of Vaishnava. So Rupa Swami has told. He knows the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swamiji was Rupanuga Vaishnava. I know there are rare persons who know what is Rupanuga. Very rare. But one day we will have to know. Without knowing, we cannot go up. We cannot be even Madhyam Adhikari if you are not knowing all these things. We should know who is Rupanuga. So, he came, this world Swamiji, with a mission of his own Vaishnavism. And what was that? The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is who? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Himself, Krishna. But something more than Krishna. Not only Krishna. Combined of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So, he was not only Krishna. He was combined of Radha, Srimati Radhika. His power is Radhika. So he used to be always observed in Radha mood. Radha beauty was there, an instinctive mood that Krishna has known. What? Adhirudh Mahabhav. More than that, Krishna has up to Mahabhav. But after that, how to serve Krishna and to please Krishna? Krishna does not know this theory. He will have to learn and go to the school of Vishakha Devi. Sometimes to Swarup Damodar, that is Lalita, without help of Lalita and Vishakha. He cannot relish the mode of Srimati Radhika. So this was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to preach this thing? Krishna cannot do. But when he took the beauty and this interest, the mood of Radhika, then he realized everything in Gambhira with Lalita and Vishakha in their guidance. And Gadadhar Pandit, what doing? Looking whether he is acting his role perfectly or not. If he is doing some mistake, or he will twist the ears of Krishna. Oh, you are doing wrong. He used to do like this. He was singing, Mahaprabhu, Varaha Pidam Natavara. Oh, then Gadadhar quickly came. Oh, you should do like Varaha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibhradavasa Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayanti Chamalam Randhana Veduradhar Sudhaya Purayan Gopabindai Vrindaranyam Tapadaramanam Vahapishasake. Oh, sweat coming, heart melting, tears coming, so much like a big rain, heavy rain coming. There was some defect in Krishna, but oh, Gadadhar Pandit, something that Mahaprabhu took the beauty and intensive mood, and then he became like what? Right, oh, Rukmini. Oh, this is quite wrong. Not like this. So Swamiji also came for the same object and mission. That should be given Rag Marga. And what? Oh, you should know who was Srimati Radhika. What is all these modes? But when he came and went to especially New Jersey and Boston and New York, Sylvia wise, I had to cut up so many jungles. And has become, because if land is not fertile, how we can give the seed of this bhakti? And the jungle was so dense and so wild and
full of birds.
Not only so many beasts, wild beasts and dangerous animals were there. As poisonous snakes were there. So many things. So it took time, but he kept reserved in his books, and he told that you should read Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Chitraketu and others. He had no time because ring was there. Ring, you know?
Calling there.
Oh, I cannot be without you. I need your service. Please come at once. And then he was bound to go to his temple. Anyone can say that he has given everything in these books. Yes, he has given. But you will have to go deep. Throw any Vaishnav, ja Bhagavat pada. Oh, so called Vaishnav cannot give you this. And if anyone is not following, oh, what will become? They will not understand all these things. And if they are not improving, advancing, anyone cannot be in same class for 20 years, 25 years for whole.
Forever.
If not he is advancing, then he must fall down. And that is becoming. So, they come with so much honor, bhakti to serve Krishna, this desire is there. They are engaged in so many things, but they don't have any way to go up. And that is why their whole ways are blocked. Where they will go? Those who to come down, they are blocked. But if there is way to go up, something superior, not always Kanishta desire. And if they know Arup Goswami's process, Raghunath Das Goswami, that Swamiji has also written in his book, but very deep, very deep. So we should try to go deep. Your mind, our mind will not go there. Those whose mind is there, who has practically served him and served him, they know his mood. You can see that slok, tannam rupa charitadi sukastananu krameena rasana manasi niyoja tishan braje tadanuragi jnana kalam. Swamiji has explained it so well, the mood of Rupa Goswami. If anyone has so many desires, worldly desires, earth, full of earth, no harm. If he has some greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in the nine of Rupa Goswami, he can do. He can think of Radha Krishna conjugal. He can sing. What? Radha Krishna Pran more? Also, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Kabe Hama, Bujha Vase, Jugal Kiriti. What is the meaning?
When will I become very eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? Only then will I be able to realize what is the preeti, the love and affection between Radha and Krishna.
But how? Oh, by the mercy of Nityananda. Kabe Hari Hari Bolite. So Nityananda Prabhu, mercy. I have heard the song of Swamiji used to do. Keno na bhajili tare Gaura avatar. So many songs. Nitai Gaura
Chandra.
Even in beginning, we realize the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But why he has prayed Rupa Raghunath? A special thing, the heart of Mahaprabhu. He can give Rupa Raghunath. Nityananda Prabhu can give, but not in the shape of Balde Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu shape, in the shape of Anang Mandir. And Rupa Goswami, as a Rupa Manjari, what they can give? All the modes to serve Srimati Radhika. So we should try to know and advance from Kanishtha Adhikari to Madhyam. Then we will not fall down. Never, never. Then a test will come. And when a test will come in chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha, then what will be? Krishna will be in their heart. Purify their heart. And they will go. Madhyam Kanishta, Madhyam Madhyam, and then Madhyam Uttam, and then Mahabhagavat Kanishta. So we should try to know all these things and try to have all these things. First we should try to have taste. How it will come? if you are not associating always with high class of Vaishnava, even your chanting and remembering will not do. Never. So Sukadeva Goswami has told the process that first samanam, then kirtanam, and then serving and meditating. So samanam should become. Rupa Goswami has also told, like Srimad Bhagavata also has told, that dharma sunishtitam visvakasenu katha suja not padyan yadiratim. What is the meaning?
If someone is following all the principles of Varnashram and all the regulations following the Vedas, but if he doesn't have any taste for hearing from Shrestha Sanat,
even he is chanting, he is serving so many ways, he is reading the books, but
if he doesn't have any taste for hearing from pure sadhus about the sweet Leela and glories of Krishna, then all of his activities come to zero.
Yes. You should always know. Chanting will not do. It will not be a first class asyo. If you are hearing Harikatha, then your name will be pure. Name is always pure. Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatman Nama Namina Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya. Name always Krishna Himself. Not different. But we cannot realize. By hearing and hearing. From realized soul. You know that Narad can tell anyone of you should be a high class of Mahabhagavata. Even any creature, anyone, he can be like this. Only by telling. By his eyes will look and make him like himself. But Madhyam Bhagavat cannot do like this. He will give his association, hearing Harikatha, he will give. And Kanishtha Adhikari, oh, he will tell only that you should come to my Gurudev, you should come to devotee, his pure devotee. Only he can show. So all these are mercy. But Narad, oh, attention will tell, oh, Krishna Prem should come and you should dance and sing. And he will. He has capacity to tell. Because he has controlled Krishna in his heart by his services. So he is Maha 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 Bhagavata. So I request all that we should know that we are in on one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came to give all these missions. He came to these western countries where there was no sign of bhakti or anything. All were engaged in self-gratification. They used to take deep and so many things. Always and always. But mercifully, in a year or two, he changed the whole world. And miracle. He wrote so many books, translated so many books. And by his mercy, he took so many disciples, very powerful at that time, and inspired them. And he engaged them in his preaching everywhere in the world. Oh, how powerful, you cannot imagine. Oh, he made them all. I know in France area and other that area, he was so famous. He made a big school. New Mayapur. More than 300 devotees were children's there. A big Goshala. We cannot imagine. But when I went to see or last but 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw that. All were weeping. Like a desert. No life there. Swamiji saying he will weep in the what began? If they were in ISKCON, big personality. Then its Swarup was Swarup different. So I request him also. You cannot be happy in this world. My dear friend Bhagwan Prabhu. Oh, world can cheat you. You will never be happy. So you should have strong faith in your Gurudev. He was not any ordinary person. He was confident. Came from there to enlighten all. So I think that it will be better that where you are, you should be there. Thane sitatan vang manobhi. He may be anywhere in life, worldly life, or and he has all has seen that in world there is no happiness. So many problems and problems. These are like poisonous snakes. So many problems. And what is like tigers or death always. When we will die, we cannot say. And problems, one coming like waves and one and another, very big, self-free, and then 20 feet even. So, I request all, then don't come down. Try to have a taste in name, a taste in Harikatha, and where you see, hear, that, oh, a good bona fide devotee is coming, giving classes. Oh, you should attend, certainly attend. This will bring you taste in all this. And thus, your all kinds of way will be open, not flat. And very soon, easily, you can go up. And you will see that your Guruji is smiling. Oh, I am very lucky that you have come. Now we should all should serve Radha and Krishna. Gaur
Pramananda.
I want that. Oh, today my friend Prabhu came to me and gave a proposal. And that very proposal, that same proposal that I used to have, tell to anyone, that we should be in like a family. Not thinking that we are enemy-like. No fear at all. Why fear? If we want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in the same line, why fear? So helping each other, we should follow the mission of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, our Gurudev, and Rupa and Sanatana, and be happy. Then we may see that, oh, ISKCON will be changed. Now I went so many places, everywhere in the world, and I felt like this, that now anyone don't honor ISKCON leaders. Even their god brothers not. Even a third class devotee, he never honors anyone. And that is why they are losing so much. And if they are proper respecting each other and chanting and remember, they must be changed. So he gave me that proposal. And I became very happy. He invited me to his house near Bejar. I must go there. And we should try to fulfill the desire of Swamiji, my Gurudev, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Pramana. All you can understand. Oh, we want to see you, your face. Very good.
Inspiration is the voice of God within us. And, of course, some people get inspired to do horrible things. But the type of inspiration I'm speaking of is the type of inspiration that heals. And from that healing brings greater love. And we already live in a time and an age where it's very easy to wound, very much more difficult to heal, and even more difficult to love. And so, by the mercy of God, we meet loving individuals like Prabhupada and like Narayan Maharaj and leaders whose intent is to heal the wounds caused by fear and anger, which are the big infections of Kali Yuga. And they infect even people who think they are incapable of being infected, such as the devotees. Sometimes devotees think, because I have a guru, I'm free from infection. But that is not the case. As Narayan Maharaj pointed out, there's all different levels, and on every level, whether it's kanista or madhyam or whatever, there's a chance for infection. Because one may think I'm better than someone else, or there may be that little fear that this person will challenge me in some way. But the challenge really is to love more and to learn how to accept more. Even it may appear in a different bottle, I believe it's one of our acharyas said it's the oldest of all, but in a new dress. And Narayan Maharaj isn't even in a new dress. But still, people who want to see like that, this is a new dress, therefore I must be on guard and protect Prabhupada. When you hear words like, I was just listening to you speak, something superior or something higher, they get caught up in the words. Narayan Maharaj is trying to go higher than Prabhupada, or this or that. It's the fear element. And I'm hoping that by looking at these things closely and asking questions, what did you mean by this? And when you did this, what did you mean? And as we say, facing the fears. Because gentle as Narayan Maharaj is, there's a lot of people who fear him. A lot of people feared Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A lot of people feared Krishna. Fear is one of the reasons I believe that we separate from God. And then fear gets covered by anger, because anger makes one feel very strong. So I am feeling badly that I know that Prabhupada would not like Narayan Maharaj to be alienated from his home. don't think he would want anyone to be alienated. So I'm going to invite some of our godbrothers to my home. And Narayan Maharaj has taken the first step to come. And after I leave here, I will ask some of them if they would also like to come and put it all out on the table and clear it all. So that so many temples, which are empty and vacant and holding on to some pride and some... can be filled again on the order of Narayan Maharaj, who I'm positive would like to see.
Overflowing.
The temples have life again. And I'm sure Prabhupada would like to see you dance in all the temples. It is so easy to hate. And devotees, even if they're chanting or initiated, they are not necessarily immune from hate. And it's very sad to see this. That someone who is been allowed to put our Gurudev's body within the earth for the last time cannot go into his temple. Even if you did challenge them a little bit. So, let us try to be kind to one another. I'll take this opportunity since some of my former disciples and associates are here to say, I'm sorry that I left you. The way I did at the time. And the great souls like Prabhupada, like Krishna, they are in one sense above all of the duality that we play in. At the same time, as Maharaj said, those who really have the finger on the pulse know that Prabhupada is not happy to see so many different groups and so much alienation, so much bad feelings, even to the point where someone who thinks that they're a Vaishnava wishes ill or can even wish death to another. And to think that one can go on and chant and dance and read books and have those kind of feelings will never go anywhere. So all of you present, let us meditate when we chant and pray and even talk out loud to Krishna that we can possibly have a meeting that will bring some resolution to the ill will and turn it into goodwill, because one of Krishna's qualities is he can reconcile the impossible opposites. Because he's within both of the opposites. So he knows the story of both. So, we are very happy that Narayan Maharaj is alive and well. And we wish him many years of being alive and well. And if with his help the leaders of the movement can embrace all of you and Narayan Maharaj can feel that power like Prabhupada has, saying, you go here and you go there and you do this and you do this, we can all quote slokas and we can all play instruments and do all of those things. But one of Prabhupada's great gifts to his devotees was to tell them to go places they didn't necessarily want to go. And to and to bring enthusiasm. And that's what I see happening here. Of course, they'll probably say, oh, I heard Bhagavan went to see Narayan Maharaj and now he's his disciple. But in essence, I think we all take turns being teacher and student to each other. I think that is a wonderful thing that Krishna taught when he drove the chariot, that no one is too big to drive the chariot of the student. So I'm very happy that Narayan Maharaj is bringing that utsaha, that enthusiasm. Because whether it's within a movement, or a marriage, or a friendship, or a business, without that enthusiasm, everything is sawdust, very dry, dead. So it's very sweet to see all of you happy and looking forward to seeing.